Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is someone that is making a lot of waves nationwide and also taking on some very important cases is Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Thank you for joining us here in St. Louis.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
So one of the big things that we've seen in recent years, or at least I would say in the last recent months, is trying to bring integrity back into women's athletics, particularly college, high school sports. And part of that is trying to reverse some of the damage that was done the last 4 years under President Joe Biden. You have joined other attorney generals across the United States demanding that NCAA reinstates the records, titles, and awards and recognitions from those female athletes who had them stripped away. Can you talk about this suit and what you hope happens?
Yeah, look, this is about restoring the integrity of women's sports, and let's restore those champion women who achieved at the highest level of athletic competition to the pantheon where they belong in the record books. Shame on Joe Biden and the radical progressive left for ever letting men compete in women's sports and steal those titles.
I find that a lot of people agree with that. They look at the unfair advantages. And generally speaking, what you're doing is you're taking female athletics, you're making it into this cultural game, which is not designed to be, particularly when you're playing these like gender politics into it. They just want it to be what it's designed to be, biological women competing with other biological women. That way it's fair. But what you find is that fairness, once it's taken away, that you lose the integrity of it. And in college sports, especially at that level, and even when you go back to high school athletics, that's something that people just don't want to see. So I feel like you're in good company.
Yeah, I mean, look, 26 other states have joined this demand. And so we feel like we're in good company. Who's on the other side of this issue? I mean, who is it that's arguing that biology doesn't matter, or that somehow women should have a lesser role if men come in and steal their accomplishments? I mean, I've never heard anyone argue that, and yet that's the position that the Biden administration took, and it's absolutely untenable. Biological reality does matter. At the end of the day, God gave men and women different parts for a reason. And so we have women's sports where women have achieved incredible accomplishments. We should be celebrating those, not denigrating them by allowing men to steal those records.
So do you take this on a federal level when you join other attorney generals as opposed to a state level for the sake that, you know, the NCAA may realize, okay, this is the way people feel now, but then they don't change their mind, like let's say a leftist progressive gets into the White House or whatever, and then they start this push up again in the future? Is the whole idea trying to set this as the benchmark, as the ground laying to make sure it doesn't change in the future?
Yeah, I think that's right. And there's strength in numbers. Like I said, when I've got more than half the states in the nation, more than half the states of the nation joining this effort and all speaking with one voice, there's strength in numbers. And Missouri was proud to be one of the voices in this process. And look, Missouri's led the way on this issue since I took office back in January of 2023. When the whistleblower came forward from the transgender mutilation clinic there in St. Louis saying that this stuff was harming children, it was not based on science or medicine, and that, you know, gender dysphoria is a mental health problem that should be treated with psychology and psychiatry, not powerful drugs, gender mutilation, or ignoring biological realities.
Yeah, I do think in the future we'll go back and look at this, and we'll look at some of these different surgeries that were done, these genital mutilations and things that were cheered. We'll be horrified by, culturally speaking, what we signed on to or at least allowed and then tried to advocate for in some cases. It was just quite terrifying. Joining us now is Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. I wanted to talk to you about your lawsuit with Planned Parenthood and what could come from this. So the idea is that when you have these certain abortion pills, mifepristone, these medications are not fully disclosing the side effects with it. Let's talk about that, because why do you think Planned Parenthood or at least these abortion pills are treated differently than any other medication? I don't get that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And Planned Parenthood is not allowed to lie. And the problem is their lies are deadly. Planned Parenthood is targeting Missouri women, saying that mifepristone, a powerful chemical designed to kill a child in the womb, is somehow as safe as over-the-counter medication like Tylenol. Well, we know that's not true based on clinical studies in science and medicine that has been published for the past several years. 4 to 10% of women who take this powerful drug, mifepristone, suffer life-threatening complications. We're talking about botched abortions, hemorrhaging, and enormous unknown risks if the woman was undiagnosed with an ectopic pregnancy. And that's not even to mention the anxiety and depression. Look, at the end of the day, mifepristone is not a birth control device. It is a chemical designed to take human life, and there are serious life-threatening side effects that go with it. Planned Parenthood needs to be honest about that. It is a deceptive business practice for them to encourage women in Missouri to come to their clinics and take these pills. But the worst part about it is the biggest lie that's happening is not only is Planned Parenthood targeting Missouri women with these deadly lies, but they're encouraging any women who take this powerful chemical to then conceal having taken it if they have to go to the emergency room. In other words, Planned Parenthood is saying, take this powerful, dangerous drug, kill your child, and then don't tell if you have to go to the emergency room and are sick from it. Well, that increases the danger and the health risk to the women patient, but it also hides the data to the rest of us. And so this is a very dangerous situation. We want restitution for any woman who they've tricked in the state of Missouri, and $1.8 million in damages and penalties to the state of Missouri, and an injunction to put a stop to their deadly lies.
Yeah, I don't think that number's high enough. Honestly, I think people listening are saying, okay, $1.8 million, given the size of Planned Parenthood, you'll have major Democratic donors writing that check on behalf of Planned Parenthood. So if they continue to operate the way they can, the big key here is to make sure they can operate in this way. And what I find, too, in a lot of ways, is that when these expecting mothers are giving the truth, the reality, like, for example, ultrasound photos of what they are carrying, it changes their opinion on things, because then they're actually seeing things for the way they are. If you were to disclose this the proper way and discuss what your body is doing to that life inside of you, I think that will change a lot of minds. So that's why disclosure is so important.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, this, we live in a dangerous society post passage of Amendment 3. The drafters and purveyors of this death amendment chose ambiguous, vague language so they could trot out a parade of horribles after its passage. And that's what's happened. Look, it passed by a razor thin majority in the state of Missouri back in November. And ever since then, Planned Parenthood has marched into court in Kansas City and convinced the judge to strip away every health and safety regulation that the state has to protect women from dangers. Things like informed consent before an abortion, or hey, doctors should have to sterilize instruments before performing these dangerous operations, or there should be fire escapes and fire extinguishers at these facilities. The Planned Parenthood has convinced a judge in Kansas City that those things are now unconstitutional because of Amendment 3. I pose it to you. Would the voters have enacted Amendment 3 if they had known all of this parade of horribles would have come true? Moreover, the nadir of depravity has been represented in court in Jackson County, with Planned Parenthood marching in and saying they now have a constitutional right to traffic minors across state lines for dangerous abortions without parental consent. I have no reason to think that the voting population of the state of Missouri would have accepted that and would have voted for Amendment 3 if they had known that was going to be the outcome.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey joining us. One last thought about ICE agents and their masks. That's become a big debate and the legality of it when it comes to being a federal agent. They look at it as a safety or disclosure issue. They look at it as scary if an ICE agent is concealing his face in some ways. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I don't care if criminal aliens who have violated our national sovereignty and our laws are scared of ICE agents. I, in fact, want them to be scared of ICE agents and go home. That's what they should do. If they're scared of ICE, they should leave now and go back to where they came from.
I think a part of this, too, and I think about some of the different protests that happened in St. Louis, and I think about those police officers that had gases sprayed on them. They had urine bombs thrown at them. They had projectiles. And you think about all these different things that they were confronted with when these mobs gang up on them. And I think, why wouldn't you, if you're an agent, want to protect yourself? You're wearing, you know, bulletproof vest. You're wearing other pieces of equipment. But why wouldn't you want to protect your face too? And I think that should just be a part of it, that it should just be accepted, as opposed to some people using it as a way to weaponize a way to try to bring repercussion to a federal agent that is doing their job in enforcing immigration law. So I find it highly reasonable that you would wear something on your face.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And look, several of these ICE agents have been targeted for homicides, for physical attacks, for first degree assaults. Serious physical injury has been inflicted upon them. They've been doxxed. Their family and homes have been identified online. I mean, the left is in such an uproar because they don't want to have a United States of America. They want to eradicate any sense of national unity by eliminating any kind of national borders. And so eliminating the enforcement agency, ICE, is the way that they do that. And they're provoking and promoting attacks against ICE agents. It's altogether appropriate that they would want to and need to shield their faces for safety reasons as they protect us from this foreign invasion.
Yeah, and let alone their families. You think about what could happen if they're at their home and someone gets the wrong idea. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. You're fighting the good fight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, sir. Appreciate you. Talk soon.